here we are, back looking back through the files of the Bunyip, and we're in the beautiful basement of the lovely Gawler Civic Centre, formerly known as the Gawler Institute, historic building. We're here courtesy of the Gawler Cultural and Heritage Centre. My name's Kay. I'm one of your readers today, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's nice to be here on such a hot day. It's going to be 38 today. I think my garden's just going to sizzle.
Yes.
I think February is the hardest month in the garden because you think, oh, well, we're past summer, but it's so dry.
Yes.
Now, we're looking back at the Bunyip for Wednesday, February 15, 2023, and I'll kick off with 150 years ago through the files of the Bunyip. Hares, and that's H-A-R-E-S, as in the animals. These settlers from the old country have become so numerous in the neighbourhood of Williamstown as to afford abundant sport for the hunter. Some years ago, Mr. Gilbert of Pusey Vale imported from England a few of these animals, and of these in the whole region overspread, so that market gardeners are likely ere long to be let cheap in that hare neighbourhood. Sometimes this wording is that old-fashioned that it doesn't quite make sense. But anyway.
I think what they're saying is that the land will be selling cheap because of the hares. It's in the environmental destruction.
Right. Gardens are likely ere long to be let cheap in that hare neighbourhood.
Yeah.
I've got a few hares at home and I have to say they are magnificent animals.
They are lovely.
Rabbits I can take or leave, but hares are just...
Hares are native to the United Kingdom. Rabbits were brought up from the Iberian Peninsula by the Romans. So the Romans introduced rabbits into England.
Blasted Romans.
So we have the Romans to blame for rabbits.
Good roads and rabbits. I didn't know that.
No, I found that out.
See, Iberian Peninsula, that's Spain, isn't it?
Spain, Portugal, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I knew they were European rabbits. So hares are English.
But hares are native to England, yeah. Yes, I don't think I've ever seen an actual hare. But they are quite different.
They're just a beautiful animal. My dog puts... Yeah. I've got a pair or, some that are in that 20-acre paddock that I rent. And for my horses, and I walk around there with the dog sometimes, and she puts up a hare, and it's so funny to watch her running along after this hare, and she's hunting it, and the hare just sort of disappearing into the distance. Going, ha, 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 ha. They are beautiful.
Yes. Nicer than rabbits. But I think they're at a disadvantage to rabbits. I think they're almost becoming an endangered species in the UK.
Are they really?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, they would be susceptible to the diseases like myxomatosis that we've in Australia that we've let loose to control rabbits. I mean, hares do as much damage, but...
So, on to 100 years ago. Speed of a car. To find the approximate speed when travelling along a main road, it is necessary only to count the number of telegraph posts that are passed in 2 minutes. This, when the posts are at the usual distance of 60 yards apart, gives one almost the exact speed in miles per hour. The use of the speedometer, however, now becoming common, eliminates all need for elaborate calculations and is a most useful unit of a motor's equipment.
So you use your telegraph poles because they're at...
Calculate your speed. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're probably going slow enough that, they had time to...
precision, though, I'm putting up the telegraph poles. Mm.
I guess they are precisely measured.
Yeah.
They're a set distance apart.
I suppose when you've got a flat country like this, just every 60 yards apart, mate. You're right. So 60 yards would be, 22 yards in a... chain, and how many chains? Oh, 8 chains to a furlong. Is it 8 chains to a furlong? That's 8 furlongs to a mile. Anyway,
I don't remember.
I'm up with all
yet.
That. I'm older than you are. I'm school learning pounds, shillings, and frickin' pence. And God, that was bad enough. Still add up pounds, shillings, and pence, which is a worry. Anyhow, all right. 50 years ago, trucks threat to life, property. A bypass road on the eastern side of Gawler, sorry if I'm laughing. A bypass road on the eastern side of Gawler is seen as an urgent need by Gawler Town Council to take heavy trucks and fast moving traffic. Last week, Council agreed with a report by the Town Clerk, Mr A.R. Warhurst, in which he said traffic descending from Lindock and Calton Roads constituted a continuous threat to life and property in Murray Street. That's 50 years ago.
Yes, it took 50 years. Oh, maybe give it 48 years.
God, miracles take longer, don't they? That's
they do. They do. Yes. So, 25 years ago, Titanic sinks, a protest. It was the Pauline Hanson Show and the Gawler Institute on Saturday afternoon when over 351 Nation Party faithful, interested onlookers and the odd disgruntled Liberal and Labourite heard the outspoken Federal Queensland MP talk on everything from multiculturalism and Aboriginal issues to single mothers warting the system. Oh, those single mothers. Got to be careful of those single mothers. There was a strong police presence for the occasion and dark-suited security guards stood at every door of the hall, but they weren't really needed. No, I wouldn't have thought so.
No, it's those single mothers that breed like rabbits. Is that 25 years ago?
Yes.
Gosh, I wouldn't have thought it was that long.
Oh, I didn't. I remember early on.
Years, it's 1998. 97, 98, I suppose.
She did begin to influence Australian politics back...
Well, when she stood for Parliament and then the Liberals kicked her out and she stood and got it voted in anyway.
I remember Justin's father talking about her.
Really?
Yeah.
Right wing.
Yes.
Scary stuff.
It is. It's scary stuff.
And I can be pretty right wing. 10 years ago, Old Spot's last drinks... Gawler's Old Spot Hotel poured its last drinks on Thursday before closing its doors on a chapter in history. More than 70 patrons of the pub were at the site for an emotional farewell to the popular drinking hall and one of the last remaining traditional front bars in Gawler. The Old Spot will remain closed for 6 months while a major internal redevelopment takes place. And there's a photograph there of a few blokes holding up their tinnies and their bottles, and it's a sign that says, Lucky Spot, come and say goodbye to the Old Spot. And, of course, it's now the Golden Fleece,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. As a female, I don't regret the passing of the Australian front bar.
Neither do I.
It may have been an institution, but it wasn't a very savoury one.
I think because I am that little bit older than you, I still feel uncomfortable walking into a front bar.
I do too.
Actually,
yes.
Dining room, but you wander into a front bar and you think, whoops, okay, I'll just go and get my drink here.
And then
I'll
walk in and everyone there is male of a certain age and you're the sole female. Yes, it is not a comfortable...
There might be one or two women there now.
I had that experience the other day when Justin, where he normally sits is right at the back and so it's fine, or he'll be there with the kids and there's a group of us, and sometimes there's a more mixed group. This particular... Thursday, there's only men in there, and the place where he normally sits was taken, so it was like, sit right where everyone, the men, amongst the men. And I was like, no, I'm sorry, but this is not comfortable for me, not even with Justin.
And it's funny.
So I just said, no, I'll leave.
And what led you to feel that way? Was it the way you got looked at, or just the sense of...
I think it's just the sense of being in this male domain. And I think, seriously, if a man walked into a place that was just full of women, all women, and it was very feminine, he would feel uncomfortable.
Hairdresser.
Yeah, like the hairdressers. Yeah, he would feel uncomfortable. And it was the same for me. Was in England, the bar was very much a open space for everyone.
Oh, right.
So, first pub I worked in, there was a retirement village next door. No, the little cabins, they're almost like caravans, fixed caravans. That was their living room for all. And there'd be this big group of retirees from the park next door. There was... so many women. I mean, they'd be in a group, but it was almost, I reckon, almost 50-50 at times, male to female demographic.
So there's not
in
that
there.
Sense in the front bar in England.
No, it's very different. It's a cosy place where everyone goes and people will just sit. Yeah. It's a social gathering place. It's a very different culture to the front bar culture in Australia.
It's very, very blokey. Like there are some pubs, like even the Prince Albert, where we go this afternoon. And there's the front bar, and it says, go and order your drinks from the front bar. And I think...
it's very blokey. It's
I don't feel comfortable going in there.
No.
Is that a cultural thing? Is that something in the back of my mind that I'm just prejudiced? I don't know.
I think it is an Australian cultural thing that front bars were a male domain. And, in fact, back in the 30s, women just weren't allowed in the front bar. They had a side bathroom.
Oh, yes.
It was a strict rule. No room in the
absolutely.
Front bar.
Absolutely. You had to have the window open and you have a drink served through it.
Yeah. And I think we've still got the tail end of that. It hasn't entirely gone, especially out in these more rural areas. It's different in Adelaide in the city, but out here. And we've gone from bar to restaurant. So the Golden Fleece is purely a restaurant. It's not a bar at all.
Oh, is it?
No. There's no bar there pretty much.
I think I've been in
there. It's a restaurant.
I've been in through the back bit. When we used to park upstairs, there's a car park there, and I used to park there with mum. But apart from that, never been there to the restaurant. Don't even know what it's like.
I hate it when they get a beautiful historic building and try and make it feel modern. You don't get either then. I think they've done well at the PA. They've done well to keep a bit of the feel of the old building without over-modernising.
They may need other bits, need to modernise some parts that might have doors that close properly.
Yes, yes, they could do with a few more.
I think the one outstanding thing about the PA, okay, it's got a great atmosphere, you've still got that front bar, it's that staircase. You walk in and you see that staircase and it instantly says, yep, we care about heritage. They've still got their balcony, they don't use it.
No.
From the outside, it looks nice. Mm. From the inside, you get that impression. You think, oh, this is a quaint little building. They've got the fireplace on the left as you walk in. Mm. So there's elements about it that are really, really beautiful.
Yes.
But, I think they could upgrade a little bit.
So we'll move on.
I did the last drinks.
Yes, you did do the last drinks to Gawler Now and Then. Murray Street, Lindock Road corner, circa 2000. This antique shop closed shortly after 2004. I loved that antique shop. I never bought anything there, but it was always... I loved going to antique shops.
I
said I just loved browsing.
Then it became it was Midas Mufflers, wasn't it? And then it became something else. It was a stationery shop. Mm.
Yes, it was a stationery shop for a long time. And now I think
empty.
It's a gym.
Oh, it's a gym.
Gyms are taking over everywhere now.
Parking is terrible.
It is. Yes, there was really no parking there.
Well, that's it for this
week.
Yes,
that's it. Until next week.
We'll see each other next week.
Yes, and keep cool. For all life's